الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Background of Quranic Revelations. In this program, we talk about one beautiful verse from the Holy Quran and we discuss its sabab of nuzul, reason of its revelation, background. When and why was this revealed? Today, we'll be including a beautiful verse from Holy Quran, Surah Al-An'am, verse number 111. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. It is saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. And part of the very first hadith of Bukhari is innamal a'malu binniyat. No doubt our actions are based upon our intentions. We should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should be the foremost intention of every believer whenever he is performing any good deed. And you can make this intention that you will watch from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. Respective viewers, as I earlier said today, we will be inshallah including verse number 111 from Surah Al-An'am. Let's listen its recitation. First, صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
ولو أننا نزلنا إليهم الملائكة وكلمهم الموتى وحشرنا عليهم كل شيء قبلا ما كانوا ليؤمنوا إلا أن يشاء الله
Translation. Even if we had sent down angels to them, made the dead speak to them, and gathered everything before them, even then they would not have believed unless Allah willed. But most of them are ignorant. Now, here it is mentioned, وَلَوْ أَنَّنَا نَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ Right? Even if we had sent down angels to them. Before this very verse, this was clarified that the demands of disbelievers, even if they are fulfilled, they will still not embrace faith. The verse mentions the detail of this. The disbelievers of Mecca would mockingly say to the Prophet ﷺ, if you are truthful, then resurrect our dead people so we can ask them whether what Muhammad ﷺ says is true or not. Moreover, show us angels who can testify to us that you are a true messenger of Allah. Or bring Allah or angels before us. This verse was revealed in response to them. And what was responded? Even if we had sent down angels to them, made the dead speak to them, and gathered everything before them, even then they would not have believed unless Allah willed, but most of them are ignorant. O beloved, even if we send angels before the disbelievers in accordance to their demand, whom they see in their true state, and listen to their testimony regarding your messengership, Similarly, even if we resurrect their demanded or any general deceased, bringing him before them so that they can inquire them from what the message you have brought is true, even then they will not embrace faith. In fact, going beyond their demands, even if we gather every dry and wet thing, all the trees and stones and plants and animals before them for the creation, they will still not embrace faith. Neither they will testify you, and nor will they follow you. However, those for them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined faith, and it is in their destiny to embrace faith, they will embrace the faith. Two important rulings regarding the will of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty created this universe, whatever was going to happen and whatever anyone was going to do was already under eternal knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is not that we have to do as He has written. Rather, He has written what we were going to do. And evil was written for Zaid because he was going to commit the evil. If Zaid was going to perform good, then it would have been written good. Hence, the knowledge of Allah Almighty or Him writing it has not compelled anyone. It is true that all matters of people transpire by the will of Allah and decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Qadir and Qadir Lord Almighty has not created human helpless, compelled, and absolutely powerless like stones and other objects. So this is not the case. Rather, a human has been given a sort of authority to whether perform a task or not. In addition to that, he has also been granted intellect to recognize what is good or bad for him, and what carries benefit or loss for him. Whatever he adopts from the good or evil, Allah Almighty develops its strength in him. And based upon the same authority, he is subject to receive reward or punishment for it. If a person had no authority over good or evil, then sending Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam for guidance, making people obliged to follow Sharia commandments, and rewarding or punishing him for his deeds would all become useless and in vain. And no work of Allah is in vain. The summary is that only they will embrace faith whose faith Allah will decree for, and only they will disbelieve whose disbelief Allah will decree for. Allah Almighty decrees for their disbelief because they adopt disbelief. This is what we learn from this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. Yes, respected viewers of Madani Channel, previously, before Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, many nations they came, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. He knows that who is going to do what. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is great, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is to happen in the future. And Allah knew that even the angels are sent, even the dead are resurrected, they will not believe. And even many miracles Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam showed. Stones started reciting Shahada, Kalima. Moon was split in front of their own eyes. And Quran itself, the biggest miracle, was present in front of them. Yet they did not believe. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's personality itself is a total miracle which was present amongst them. Sadiq and Amin. Allahu Akbar. Each and every limb of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam from head to toe was total miracle. They saw Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam from their own eyes, but they did not believe. So even if angels were sent, even if the dead were resurrected, they would not have believed. This is what is mentioned here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that when we live on Islam. We are written Sa'eed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode, with another beautiful message from the Holy Quran. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi, sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
قرآن.